Good morning, everybody. I'm here live with you today. You're listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. It is Monday, July 15th. We are halfway through July already. And it is a bright sunny morning here in Oceanside, California, where I live and breathe, thankfully. Can't do one without the other. And I'm so happy to be here with all of you today. I hope that you're all having a wonderful morning. I hope you had a great weekend. I really, really hope you did. So I'm happy we're all here together again on another wonderful morning, Monday morning. I haven't been here, it seems like, in forever. I don't remember if I was out 1 or 2 weeks. I can't remember. But anyhow, I'm here now. So that's what matters. And I want to invite you all into the Facebook chat where I am about to go. Let's see. It is 10:02 a.m. as we start the show. And I'm going over to my device, which right now is my phone. And I'm going to the internet, and I'm going to 12radio.com, where up will pop a screen with some options on the left side. One of them is chat, and I'm hitting that, and I'm going to be taken over to the Facebook page, where it's our private 12 Radio group. And if you just scroll down slightly, you will see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And there, once you've joined the group, you can come on in and you can make comments and ask questions and just, you know, we can discuss things together. That's what I'm here for. I'm a certified spiritual psychology practitioner. Say that 10 times fast. And I'm here to help. So if you need help, then I will help. And if you don't need help, that's cool too. You can just listen and join in the conversation. So let's see who's in the Facebook chat today. So far, we have Renee. Good morning, Renee. You're always here. I appreciate your support, Renee. Yay. It's nice to see familiar faces. And Pamela. She says, hello, Lori. So good morning to both of you. I'm always very grateful for my 1-2 family listeners, and I'm just happy to be here. It's going on 2 years that I'll have been here on 1-2 Radio in September. It's going to be 2 years. So I might be jumping the gun a little bit, but hopefully not. But yeah, I can't believe it's been that long. So it's pretty cool. So what I wanted to share with you, I had a couple of things come up. One, I wanted to tell you about, I was talking with Jay about this before the show started. So most of you know that I dabble in human design. I'm certainly no expert, but I might know a little about it, you know, more than most people. And I've been having some fun with it. And not just fun, but I have found it to be super accurate, like ridiculously accurate. And so I've really been delving, and I've been inquiring about all of my clients' charts, and I'm starting to keep track of pretty much everyone I know, all of their charts in this one little app that I have found, and I believe I mentioned it on the show I did with Kat a few weeks ago. This app has been indispensable, and I have really learned so much because it's not just an app where you can like look up your chart. You can actually read about everything in your chart, your human design chart, and look it up, see what it means, see why, just the ins and outs, just everything about every aspect of your human design chart. And I personally am learning so much, I mean, about myself and about other people. I'm excited about it because it's just so fascinating and accurate. And this app, which is called Neutrino, Neutrino, it's crazy fascinating and really accurate. And I'm amazed by how much I've learned. It just line by line, it gives you every little detail about who you are and how you are designed as a human being. And like, it just boggles my mind how this information was downloaded and recorded. And I mean, you hear that maybe if you're not a spiritual person, which all of us are actually, so I probably don't even have to say this. But if you're not a spiritual person, you hear, oh, well, yeah, this guy channeled some information and this is what came out. It might sound kind of crazy, but that's literally what happened. And the information itself is so detailed. And then you read it and it's so accurate that you're like, okay, well, I mean, I have to believe this because it's just too accurate not to be true. So if there's any skeptic in anyone, this would, I think, relax the skeptic in anyone. I'm not a huge skeptic, but I do like to, trial and error things and see if they work well for me. And this, I was just called to this right away because it spoke to me, and it really, really does offer so much information. Human design does, and the Neutrino app itself does, about who we really are. And I mean, say you're having a relationship with someone, or a friendship, or even, a work relationship, any relationship. Or say you just are curious about somebody that you hardly know. You look up their human design. I mean, you have to have the information, of course. The information is the same as their astrology information, the birth date, birth time, and the location of your birth or their birth. And if you have that information, you put it into the app and it just spits out all this information about who they are and how they behave and what their fears are and what their hopes and dreams are and how they. The environment that you flourish in, and the type of job that you'll flourish in, what to stay away from, the type of people that you get along best with. It's everything you could possibly think of. And it's just amazing to me how phenomenally accurate everything really is. I don't think I've really come across too many people who I've, done like mini readings on, because I don't do really full readings, but yet. But I can't think of anybody who said, oh my God, this doesn't sound like me at all. Actually, I take that back. I had one person say that, one person who said that. They literally said, this doesn't sound like me at all. But that they were the only one. And I think maybe they got some of their information wrong when they entered it. So if you have to make sure you get your information right. Otherwise, you definitely could get an inaccurate reading. Just like astrology, if you put in your inaccurate information, you're gonna be told you're a Gemini when really you're not. So or something else. And that would be very inaccurate, to be told that you're a Gemini and really you're a Capricorn. They're two different things. Just for instance, Gemini and Capricorn. I say that because I'm a Capricorn and Geminis are probably my most opposite sign. yes, me and Gemini have a long history. Not that there's anything bad about them. I've met some lovely Geminis, but I do tend to have to work at these relationships more than some others, I would say. because they are very different. And I feel like that's kind of a normal part of life. We're all going to encounter things, people, relationships in life that are going to be easy and some that are going to be more challenging. And so that's what the Neutrino app is designed to do. It's designed to really clarify the human design information so that it is clear and it is concise. And actually, some of it's not concise, but it's very detailed, which is what you want when you're trying to learn about yourself and about other people. So anyway, I highly recommend the Neutrino app on get it on your phone. That's where I have it. And it will tell you so much. Again, it's Neutrino. You just go to the App Store and get it if you've got an iPhone. I don't know what, I guess they do the same thing on the other phones too, but I don't know too much about the other phones. So anyway, I am loving this app. I am learning so much. And there's a very noisy man outside, and that is why I'm hesitating. He's trimming the edges of the lawn today. And eternally grateful that they wait till at least 10 o'clock to do this, even though I'm doing my show, because occasionally, if I don't have my show and I want to sleep late, at least it lets me do that. So I'm not complaining. Okay, moving on. I would also love to share with you that I had the most amazing reading. The Jungian, Jungian, Carl Jung, I suppose, it's taken after. A Jungian astrology reading by the illustrious John Joseph, who is Mark Husson's partner. And we had a very lengthy, in-depth, boy, in-depth is like an understatement. He was with me for, I would say, over an hour, definitely over an hour. And he gave me probably the best, not probably, definitely, the best astrology reading of my chart that I have ever gotten from anyone. It was just amazing. He pulled things up that were absolutely uncanny, kind of like I want to say like the neutrino and human design did, but I guess that makes sense since human design is in part astrology, right? But I have to say that John just, I mean, he nailed it. He is good at what he does. And he is such a lovely man, just so lovely. I really enjoyed my reading with him. I am so grateful to Mark for suggesting it to me. And I really, really. I had a blast. I had a blast. I highly recommend. I mean, I don't know if John even does very many private readings anymore. I don't know if he does or doesn't. I probably should have asked him. I would assume he does. I'm guessing that's probably his livelihood because he's so good at what he does. But if you ever get a chance to have a reading with him, do so in a heartbeat. It was just so good. He told me so much information. And I guess that's really why we're all here, to just learn so much about ourselves and about other people. And in that way, we expand our worlds. We expand our knowledge of how to do things better. And when we understand, I know that when I understand something, it really helps me a lot because it helps me look at things from not only my point of view, but other people's point of view too, who might be very different than I am. And I'm empathic, so I can naturally feel where other people are, but I don't always automatically know why someone else thinks a certain thing that might be different than the way I look at it. So it's really helpful to open up your energy and open your heart even, you know, because that's basically what you're doing. Just being an open person. And yes, definitely having boundaries, knowing how to discern what works for you and what doesn't, and yet being open to receive the good information, the valuable information that we are given by spirit, in whatever way we receive it. And you know, we're all different, so we all receive it in different ways. But yeah, so I just wanted to share those things with you. I'm really excited. I'm really excited to be here this morning and to share all of that with you. I'm kind of excited this morning in general, just because I have so much going on right now. And that makes me very, very happy. I'm so pleased. And grateful. Oh my God. I have been like just grateful up the yin yang lately. Because I feel so blessed, and I'm so happy to be able to say that. Because we all know last year was kind of weird, putting it lightly. But you know, I'm grateful because lately things have been just like blessing after blessing, and I'm so grateful for that. I hope that it has been showing itself to you. I hope that this year has been showing itself that way to you as well. And I know it hasn't for everyone because I can see what's going on in the world. And I have chosen, and what has worked for me, I have chosen to remove myself and step back from a lot of the stuff that's been happening and that's been going on in the world, in so much of the world lately. A lot of the negativity I have chosen to look at, yet not respond to. Because what happens when you get involved and engage with negativity is it becomes a part of you. And the best thing to do is to be neutral, because that way it doesn't lower your vibration. Doesn't mean you can't do anything about a situation if you see something that needs to be done and you have the power to change something. Absolutely. That's a positive action. There's nothing negative in it. It's looking at something, seeing what could be improved, and improving. And that's what you want to do if you're called to. And sometimes it's best, if we're not called to improve something, to simply look at the negativity happening and say, okay, I can allow that. I can let it be. And I'm going to be over here in the positive. And I'm not saying that lightly, even though I'm laughing. You know, I'm kind of saying it just the way that I like to look at things is with humor a lot of the time. It's just my nature and my personality. I'm a Capricorn after all. And we do have a dry sense of humor, but yeah, you can look at something negative and not become a part of it. You don't have to like jump down the hole to send positive energy somewhere. You know, you don't have to get yourself mired in the muck in order to help. You can help very strongly by prayer, by sending positive energy, by going neutral. What your energy is doing is neutralizing a negative situation. And even if you're only neutralizing it for yourself, which is often not the case, often when you neutralize something for yourself, you're neutralizing it for a lot of other people too. Especially if they happen to be anywhere within your aura. And if you're the kind of person who's got that kind of aura that does alchemize other people's auras and other people's energy. But sometimes the best thing to do, I would say always in negative situations, is just simply to allow it to be there, change it if it's a positive thing and you can do it. But otherwise, what I have done is simply choose to look at it, be aware of it, and focus elsewhere. I just don't focus too long. And even Abraham Hicks says that. It's like you can see something, but you do not have to make it your focus. If you want your energy and your consciousness level and your vibration to stay in a high place, which is the most important thing, you do need to focus on what you want, not what you don't want. Because if your vibration is high, that's going to set the tone for everything around you. And that's why it's such an important thing to not look away. Like you can look at something that you might not want, but you just don't dwell on it. Right? That makes sense, I hope. And by not dwelling on it, you keep your vibration at a higher level where it can help more people and you. It can help you first and foremost, because if you're not okay, the people around you are probably not going to be okay either, because your energy is going to affect everyone around you. It just is, no matter who you are. I mean, if we go into human design, yes, there are certain types of certain types that affect other people's energy more than others. Projector energy, generator energy, manifestor generator, manifesting generator energy. They all have a very, I would say, very more obvious effect on other people's energy, just because the auras are different. Projector energy is penetrating. It's going to penetrate other people's energy, and it's also going to magnetize the right people. So other people are going to feel like I'm a projector, so other people are going to feel my energy. Other people will feel a generator's energy, because a generator and a manifesting generator also have that warm, enveloping, inviting energy surrounding them at all times. So people are going to naturally feel drawn to them. Reflector and manifestor energy is very different. Reflector energy simply reflects other people's energy. And I was reading a little bit about this morning, which was fascinating. Reflector energy reflects everyone else. So how can you not feel that, right? You're going to feel an amplification of your own energy when you're with a reflector. And that's very enlightening. That can, certainly can be. And on the other hand, manifestor energy is, they say it's a repelling aura, but that really isn't a bad thing. It means that since manifestors initiate things, they need to have a repelling aura. Otherwise, everybody would always be bothering them and they would never get anything done, because they're meant to initiate. They're the people who, really get shit done. They start things, and sometimes they don't finish them, but they always start them, get them moving, and then, somebody else, like maybe a man gen or a generator, might pick up the gauntlet and run with it and finish the project. So the energies of everyone is different, but for the most part, other people can feel other people's energy. We know this, right? So your energy is very important, and it's very important that you allow your consciousness level to stay as high as possible. And yes, there are things that we can actually do to raise our consciousness, but the best and most productive and easiest way of keeping your consciousness level high is simply by not resisting things and just allowing them to be, no matter what they are. And I know I hear you. I hear some of you saying, well, that's easier said than done, Lori, right? I know. I know. Believe me. Believe me, I know. I've been there, done that. Which is why I'm saying this, because I know. But the easiest thing, is it easier to resist something and suffer with it? Or is it easier just to kind of surrender to it and let it be? Because then you're in a place where spirit can actually come in and shift the energy. Whereas spirit can't do, I mean, spirit can do anything spirit wants, but I'm just saying, energy cannot shift if you're not, we are spiritual beings. Energy cannot shift unless we allow it to shift. So we have a lot more power than we may realize. And the best way to shift any situation from negative to positive is simply to look at it. Don't dwell on what you don't want. Allow it to be there. Focus on something else that's more positive. Or do something about the situation if there's something for you to do, like I just said. But focusing on and resisting situations that are negative is only going to create more of that energy. It's going to lower your vibration. It's going to create more resistance. It's going to bring you more of what you don't want. So the logical thing to do, logical little Virgo moon and Capricorn sun that I am, the logical thing to do is to get out of all that pretty much easily, I want to say, because it amazes me how easily it can be done when you really do it. And how well it works. Get out of that easily by just not resisting, just saying, okay, this is the way it is. Can't do anything about it right now, maybe. I'm just gonna surrender to this, let it be, and let spirit energy come in and shift this on my behalf, for my benefit, for everyone's greater good. And that is what will happen. And I promise you that will happen one way or another. Right away, or it might take some time. But the quicker you surrender and trust that spirit has got your back and spirit is going to take care of this shit for you, you don't have to dive into the shit yourself. So forgive me for cursing, but this is how it is. And this is quite clearly in my life, I have learned this. That you don't need to necessarily dive into all of the crap. You just have to step back and look at it. And yeah, it's happening for a reason. Everything that we're seeing around us, in the world, in our personal lives, in our public lives, everything in the world that we see with other people who we know and don't know, the news, whatever. Which I personally don't watch, because I can't. I'm just too sensitive. It's way too overwhelming for me. But everything you see around you, you don't need to get right in the middle of, unless there is something you can do to change it in a positive way. It really just, it doesn't do any good. The only good you can do is to focus on the positive. And when I say that, I'm not saying, sweep it under the rug. I'm not saying be all love and light and airy fairy about it. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying trust. I'm saying deeply, deeply surrender to the knowing that spirit takes care of us if we let it. If we let God take care of us, God will take care of us. We have to allow it. And even when it seems like God might not be there, if we're in a terrible situation, God is still there. Believe me. Spirit, God, universe, creator, divine, whatever word you use, the energy is the same. But the energy of spirit is always there because we are that energy. We, as humans, are mainly spirit. The greater part of us is spirit. It's not the physical body. So that is why it is so important that we understand this, because the situations that we sometimes encounter in life that are hard can be shifted if we know that we are this God energy and we are aligned. We are children of God. So we are aligned with that same energy of the Creator. We are not separate. So we can allow the energy to just, we can allow the situation to be what it is, and we can also allow and trust so that that energy of spirit can come in and shift the situation. And it will, one way or another. We might have to go through a hard time. We might have to learn some lessons first. It might be hard. It might be challenging. But you will get through it if you allow yourself to get through it. And the way to deal with all of this, while something is happening, like I said, is step back if you can. Don't focus on that. Focus on any other thing that you are grateful for, any other good thing in your life. Gratitude is really big. I want to stress that. That's where I go. I go to gratitude. I go to my heart. I go to feeling blessed, all the ways that I know I am. I persist in knowing that I am the energy of spirit. And I do my best to allow what's there to just be there. And I just focus on gratitude and blessings and much more positive stuff, whatever that is. If you need to distract yourself, I do that. I do that all the time. Sometimes I need to distract myself. I might not want to think about something, that's happening in the world that's not good, not positive. And I might go distract myself, and that's okay. I might go watch Jersey Shore, And it sounds stupid, but I might just go watch some inane TV show. I don't have a TV, but I watch it on my device. I watch Jersey Shore. I do. It's, what some people call a guilty pleasure. I don't feel guilty about it. It's just pleasurable. And it's a good distraction from the annoyances of life sometimes. I'm not saying you have to do this, but this is sometimes what I do. One of many things I do. That just popped into my head because it's funny. Jersey Shore makes me laugh, okay? It sometimes is kind of upsetting, but I try not to get mired in that either. But a lot of times it's very funny. And I will share that Jersey Shore has a place in my heart because I am from New Jersey originally. And so when I watch Jersey Shore, I just started doing this recently. I hadn't watched it in a really long time, and I hadn't ever seen all the episodes. But it's I'm having so much pleasure watching Jersey Shore. And that's the thing. You want to give yourself some pleasure when you are feeling anything but pleasure. Shift over, shift over. Find some pleasure somewhere, no matter where that is. Hopefully something not destructive, but hey, once in a while, if you have to do something, I don't know, I'm not going to advocate getting drunk, but once in a while, if it's your thing, I don't think it's that bad a thing. I don't want to say that it's great to do all the time. It's not. It's not great to do any drug. You know, alcohol is a drug. It's not good to do any drug all the time. But, you know, hey, once in a while, maybe you have a martini, you know, take the edge off. What the hell? Or you smoke a joint, whatever. Whatever is your thing. I actually don't do either of these things because I don't need them anymore, but that's me. Okay. I'm not condemning anyone who does. I would never do that because we are all very different. We all need different things. So if you need to, you know, take a Xanax now and then, I used to do that too. I don't do it anymore. You know, I ain't mad at you. Let's put it that way. You do what works for you. And Jersey Shore, it makes me laugh just thinking about it. Because it is, since I am originally from New Jersey, it's such a fond memory for me in so many ways. So when I watch the show, it's basically a place that was kind of an old stomping ground for quite a while. I would say, like, many years ago, many, many years ago, I would go there. I would meet friends. I would have fun. I went all the places they show on this show, I have been everywhere. The boardwalk, the stores, the Jersey Shore. If you ever watch it, there's the guy who rents them their house. His name is Danny, and he works and owns the Shore Store, which is one of the stores on the Jersey Shore boardwalk. And Danny is probably in his 40s now, I'm guessing. Well, I knew him when he was 17. I used to go to the Shore Store. I used to hang out with the guys who worked there. And I have lots of memories that are pretty awesome from being there. And Danny was this little 17-year-old kid. He was quiet, like nobody really noticed him at the time. But he was always there, and he was always like in a good mood and kind of unobtrusive. And I think he was the little brother of one of the guys, one of the other guys who worked there, who I actually spent a little bit of time with. He took me to dinner one time, and that's a story in itself. Okay, I'll tell you a story. My time at the Jersey Shore, which is just funny and fun to remember for me. I hope you guys don't mind because, like, I'm not even like looking at the Facebook chat right now, which I do want to do. I don't want to ignore you guys. But I want to tell you the story because I think you'll enjoy it. So, I used to go down to the Jersey Shore and hang out with these guys in the store, in the Shore Store. So seeing it on Jersey Shore just brings back all these memories. Of course, I think Danny's probably the only one who's still there. The other guys are probably like in their 50s and 60s by now. Not that that would preclude them from working the Shore Store, but I'm sure they're probably not there. One of them was a Playgirl centerfold. He was this really hot guy. Another one was they were all like these really hot guys. What can I say? They were all these really hot guys. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have hung out there, frankly. But they were fun and they were nice. And, you know, we went out, we had dinner, we hung out with them at their house. And, you know, I actually don't know this to be the case, but I actually think the house that we hung out in might have been the Shore House that the Jersey Shore kids live in. It was a long time ago, so I don't exactly remember, but it very well could have been the same house. I don't remember, but I do remember that, you know, the guys were cool. We hung out. I went to dinner with Danny's brother, older brother. He took me on his motorcycle. He tried to take me on his motorcycle over the bridge, which goes from the Jersey Shore back to the mainland. In New Jersey, there's a big bridge that you have to go over, body of water, to get to Seaside Heights, which is where the Jersey Shore is filmed, the original one. And so Danny's brother, whose name I cannot even remember, sorry, I don't remember. I don't remember. God, that's terrible. But anyway, it was a while ago. He took me on his motorcycle. I was scared to death of being on the back of this motorcycle. I did not want to be on the back of this motorcycle. I screamed bloody murder going over the bridge. I was like, go back. We need to take a car. This is so dangerous. I felt so unsafe just being on this motorcycle. I made him, we were halfway to the restaurant. He was taking me to Outback Steakhouse, okay, on the other side of the bridge. And I made him go back because I was so scared about being on this motorcycle. I made him take me back and we took my car instead, which was nice and big and spacious. And I'm just, this just came to me. If you know anything about my human design, my environment is caves. Caves is small, dark, enclosed spaces where I feel safe and comfortable. So that would be in my car, not on the back of a motorcycle. It just wouldn't. So that's what happened. He was cool with it. I don't think he was thrilled about it, but he did it and he made me happy. So he knew I wasn't going to be happy any other way. So he didn't have a choice. When a Capricorn is not happy, you don't have a choice. You really don't. And I don't mean to make it sound like it's my way or the highway, but it kind of is. So I know that about myself, and I have come to accept that. So anyway, it turned out well. We had a nice dinner. I never dated him again, but anyhow, he wasn't really my type. But we had a fun little interlude dinner, whatever. So that's why I like Jersey Shore, because it brings back a lot of memories of me hanging out in the Shore store. And I at the house, which I think might have been the Jersey Shore house, now that I think back on it, this actually just occurred to me. This has never occurred to me before, which is really funny. All right, let me go back to the Facebook chat because I hope you're all enjoying my ramblings. This is just what's coming up, people. I go with what comes up. So, all right, where are we here? I have to go back into the chat because it was not there when I looked. Okay. I'm going to the chat. Chat, chat, chat. Okay. Yes, I see you all here now. All right. And Shell. Hey, Shell. How are you? She says, hi. Shell says, thanks for info about the app. Excited to check it out. Yeah, it's very, very good. Very good app. Yes. Renee asks, could you spell that app name again? And Jay has put it into as a response into the chat. It's Neutrino. Yes, you got it right, Jay. Thank you. Okay. Shell says, I'm definitely interested in learning about myself for sure. I'm open to spirit if you get a hit to share anything in particular regarding me. I want to be grateful up the yin yang, but in a funk. It's not always easy. Whenever you're in a funk and you are finding it hard to be grateful, I go back to gratitude for things like my eyesight, the fact that I can walk, the fact that I have all my limbs. I mean, I know that sounds really sobering, but I'm fucking grateful for those things, Pardon my French. That's what works for me. Shell, I'm trying to recall what sign you are. I don't recall offhand. Tell me what sign you are, Shell, if you don't mind. And yeah, Jay has definitely put that
I hope you're having a
neutrino.
wonderful, wonderful Monday morning. I am in many ways.
Facebook chat. It's been lovely. Yay. Thanks, Jay. Good to see Jay in my chat. Jay, my fabulous producer, always at the ready with helpful information and also a very helpful 1-2 radio advisor, I must say. And also another 1-2 radio host who has several shows on 1-2 radio. Or I should say he's a 1-2 listen advisor. Okay, Pamela says, I definitely need to distract myself and course correct all the time. And there is no shame in that, Pamela. None at all. No shame in that game. You know, I can distract myself with Jersey Shore, and I'm not ashamed. Nobody should be ashamed. Whatever you do. Pamela says, laughing out loud, you do not sound Jersey Shore in the least. Well, I have to tell you that the part of Jersey that I'm from is Central Jersey. So, first of all, the Jersey accent that most people think of, and I do have a little bit of it when I really am relaxed or tired, or I'm on a roll and talking really fast. It comes through sometimes, but it's not the Central Jersey accent is not as pronounced as the North Jersey accent, which is a lot closer to a New York accent. So it's a lot heavier in North Jersey. And the South Jersey accent actually sounds like a little bit of a southern twang, which is kind of cool. So Jersey is it's not that big a state, but when you're there, it feels really big. Because the different parts do sound different. And Central Jersey doesn't really have a super pronounced accent, usually, like I said. However, the kids, they're like in their 40s now, right? The kids on Jersey Shore, the people on Jersey Shore are not all from Central Jersey. So the reason they sound the way they do is because a couple of them are from Staten Island. The Staten Island accent is very pronounced. And a couple of them, one of them is from the Bronx. The Bronx accent is also very pronounced. And a couple of them are from other parts of Jersey where it is a little bit more pronounced. So that's why the Jersey Shore people sound the way they do. They're not all from Central Jersey. If they were, they would sound more like me. But yeah, that's why. But yeah, I appreciate that, Pamela. I definitely, I've kind of always prided myself that I don't sound super Jersey because I know that can be kind of a strong accent to hear and a little bit grating on the ears sometimes. There are certain accents I find a little grating on the ears, not too many, but a few. When I first moved to Long Island, I found that accent very difficult, very tough to take. I eventually got used to it, so it does not bother me. And actually now when I hear it, I actually feel a little like, aw, like, because that was my home for so many years, Long Island. But when I first moved there, oh my goodness, it was so hard to listen to because it's such a pronounced accent. But yeah, now I just, when I hear it, I'm like, oh, home. It's one of my homes because I lived there for probably 15 years. And I lived in Jersey, gosh, for how long did I live in Jersey? Probably 15 years. Well, more than that, no, more than that, like 30 years, I guess, giving away my age. not that all of you don't know it already, but anyhow. Yeah, no, I lived in Jersey probably for a good 30 something years and then in Long Island after that. And then I moved to California. Yeah. Well, I lived in Manhattan too, in between Jersey and Long Island. I lived in Manhattan for about a year. So I've kind of been all over. Those are the places I've lived for any length of time. And I landed in California and I'm really happy that I'm here with all of you. And I know some of you are in Canada. And some of you are on the East Coast, you know, so you're used to hearing the accent. So it's all good. You know, honestly, I am just, honestly, I really, when I say I love everybody, I really do. I really do love everybody. There's something to love about everyone I meet, even the people that are not so lovable. my heart is very big and very open. And even if I may not like someone's behavior, it doesn't mean I don't love them, because I really, really do. And I have worked at some of this. It's not like I didn't, because there are some people that are easier to love than others. At least in my viewpoint. But even the people who are more challenging to love, I can look at them now from a spiritual viewpoint and say, you know, they're doing the best they can in any given moment. They really are. They really are. Everyone is. Everyone is doing the best they can in any given moment. And I really try to remember that. And the more you practice it, the easier it gets. And me, you know, with all my spiritual training as a spiritual psychology practitioner and just learning everything that I have about how spirituality works, every other place that I've learned it, you know, all the teachers, Abraham Hicks, etc. And there are so many. I mean, goodness, I could make a list a mile long. It all adds up, and it makes difficult people easier to deal with when you realize that, yes, their behavior sucks in any given moment, but in any given moment, they're actually doing the best that they know how to do in that moment. Because if they knew better, and I don't mean they're human necessarily, I mean, I kind of mean them as a whole. You know what I mean? It's hard to describe. If they're human, was actually capable of doing better in that moment, they would. They may know better, but they may not be actually capable of doing better in that moment. There's a difference. Like, you might know something is wrong, but someone might know something's wrong in their mind, but in their body, they may feel they have no choice but to do that thing. So in that way, they are always only doing the best they can at any point in time. Because we're only capable of so much sometimes. Sometimes we get desperate, and I can think of a couple of instances where I have not been my best self, and it has not been the best look. And I have behaved in ways that I still regret. I really have forgiven myself for these things, but they were challenging even for me to forgive myself for. I've done things here and there, not a lot of things, thankfully, but a couple of things that come to mind that I know I was doing the best I could at that moment in time. And thinking back on it now, I would hope I would behave differently now. Because at the time, I might have been desperate. I might have been out of alignment. I obviously was, or I wouldn't have, you know, behaved the way I did. But I can forgive myself for that now, because I know that I was doing the best I could in that moment. I wasn't capable of anything else in that moment. Otherwise, I would have chosen differently. So, getting down to the wire. I'm going to go back to the chat real quick, and then I'm going to have to let all of you go. I love you all so much. I'm so happy you're all here with me. I just want to say, I want to take one more quick look in the chat, and then I'm going to say goodbye to you, because we've got Jamie Dawn coming up, and then Serena, and Pamela says you're cracking me up, Lori. Love it. Okay, all right. I'm gonna have to get out of here, because I know Jay's probably chomping at the bit, wanting to take over and let Jamie Dawn in. So I will see you all next week. You have been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen and react to the world. Bye, everybody. See you next week. I love you.